bring us the gospel message for today with the title, A Savior is Born.
We'd like to welcome everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone here for our Christmas Sunday worship.
It's
good to see everyone together. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we come before you and thank you for your grace. Today we come to celebrate what you've done for us. We come to remember your love. That you would send your beloved Son to come to be born in a manger. Father, help us to marvel at your actions. Lord, help us not to just be going through the motions. And as we come to celebrate the birth of Christ, it's a time where we come and truly bow down before you. To worship you, to love you as our God. To thank you for what you have done for us. That while we were yet your enemies, you would send your Son into the world for us.
Lord,
we thank you for this marvelous grace.
And
we celebrate the birth of our Savior. Father, may your Spirit draw us close to you. That as we come to worship, maybe from the depths of our hearts, that we will draw close to your throne and shout for your glory. We pray that your Spirit will sanctify our worship and make it acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I just love the Christmas season. I don't know if you do this, but when I'm driving alone in my car, but since Thanksgiving, I've actually been listening to all the Christmas music. I just love listening to the Christmas hymns and the songs that are sung. And it's a wonderful, most wonderful time of year. That's one of the songs. And I've said this before, right? During Christmas, there's just this feeling of good tiding and joy, isn't there?
以前我已經講過啦，話呢個聖誕嘅期間咧，就係有一份嘅喜樂，有一份嘅佳音。
It's a feeling of joy and peace and good tidings to all.
有喜樂、平安同佳音係俾眾人嘅。
And this should be actually very meaningful for us as Christians.
而對於基督徒嚟講，呢一個應該係好。
This isn't just as a Christian, isn't just because of the holidays. Because it is actually the wonderful message of Christmas that gives us that joy. The message is that the Savior is born. And as you saw in verse 11, it says, For unto you is born this day. In the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
第十一節咁樣講，因今天在大衛的城裏為你們生了救主，就是主基督。
So as we look into that manger,
當我哋睇到呢個馬槽,
and we think about that infant,
我哋睇到呢個嬰孩，想起呢個嬰孩,
it's not just an ordinary baby,
呢個唔係一個普通嘅嬰孩,
but we must see a Savior of the world.
我哋必須要睇到嘅就係呢個係呢個世界嘅救主,
the Savior of our soul,
係我哋靈嘅救主,
the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
係萬王之王，萬主之主。
And that's what this baby was sent to be.
而呢一个婴孩被差派嚟嘅原因就系咁样。
You know, God saw our brokenness.
因为神睇到我哋嘅破碎。
You know, we try to live lives, but we're sinful and we're fallen.
我哋尝试嘅去过活，但系因为我哋嘅罪性，因为我哋嘅堕落。
And God understood our helplessness.
而神明白到我哋嘅无助。
Our inability to do good and save ourselves and turn from evil.
亦都睇到我哋唔能够行善，唔能够自我拯救，亦都唔能够转离邪恶。
So when we see this story of a baby born in a manger,
当你睇到呢个故事，话有一婴孩喺马槽里出生
，Is God taking initiative to come into the world?
呢个其实就系神主动嘅要嚟到呢个世界
，to bring salvation to us.
将救恩带过俾我哋。
He sends his beloved son to enter this world as a human being,
as a baby. 佢差派佢所爱嘅儿子要嚟到呢个世界，成为一个婴孩。
To live a life that we could not live.
去过一个我哋不能过嘅生活。
To live it sinlessly.
去过一个无罪嘅生命。
And he was rejected by his own people.
佢被佢自己嘅人嚟到去拒绝。
And he would be crucified on that cross.
并且被钉喺十字架上。
That death that he died on that cross.
而佢喺十字架上嘅死。
Should have been the death that we died.
系应该系我哋要面对嘅负担。
He died in our place.
佢代替我哋嘅死。
So that we can have new life.
以致我哋能够得着新嘅生命。
Isaiah 53 verse 10 puts it like this.
以赛亚书第五十三章嘅第十节，佢咁样讲。
But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge of the righteous one, my servant will justify the many.And he will bear their iniquities.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
Hundreds of years before the birth of this baby，
喺呢个婴孩出生嘅好多百年前
，Isaiah already prophesied what this baby will come to do。
以赛亚已经预言咗呢个婴孩要嚟所做嘅事。
It's God that will bring grief unto Christ。
是神要定义的压伤基督。
He is the one that will suffer and die to pay the penalties of our iniquities.
就是基督要承担我们的罪债。
He is the righteous one. He is God's servant.
他就是神的仆人，这个义仆。
He is the one that brings justification for us.
就是他使我们称义。
It's through his grief.
藉着他的忧伤。
That we can have life.
我哋得着生命。
This is the amazing thing
that
God has done for us.
呢个就系神为我哋所作奇妙嘅工作。
And this is the amazing love of God.
呢个就系神奇妙嘅爱。
You know, we always quote the famous verse, John 3:16.
我哋时常都会引用约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world.But in order that the world might be saved through him.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
God loves you so much.
神爱你。到一个地步
and is willing to send his son to come and die for you.
他乐意的差派他的儿子为你而死
right, This is the center of the whole Christmas Christian story.
这个就是基督徒和圣诞节
Now, this is the good news that he's given, that is proclaimed.
这个就是神所给我们一个好信息,
that Christ becomes this gift of hope.
主耶稣基督就是这个盼望的礼物。
And when you think about Christmas,
当你去思想圣诞,
it's about God's love for you and for us.
是关于神对你和我的爱。
That God himself,
神他自己,
the Son of God would become man.
神的儿子成为人,
to come rescue us from our bondage of sin.
就来到在罪的捆绑之中拯救我们。
And when he takes our sins away on that cross,
当他在十字架拿走我们的罪的时候,
he lifts us up out of the depths of judgment.
他就是在审判底下把我们取出来。
And what he does is that he restores our relationship to God himself.
而去了成就的,
he gives us life.
他将生命赐过给我们。
And if you would trust in this babe born in the manger, that he is your Lord,
他是你的主宰,
your Savior,
是你的救主,
that you too can have life eternal.
你同样都能够得着永生。
This is the amazing news that God wants us to share.
神就是要我们分享这个奇妙的信息,
this hope of Christmas,
圣诞的盼望,
you know, and a lot of times we have to ask ourselves,
很多时我们要问自己,
the real question is why would God love us so much?
为什么神要爱我们到这个地步呢?
You ever think about that?
你有没有思想过这个问题?
Why would God love us so much that he would send his beloved son to come and die on the cross for us?
为什么神会爱我们到一个地步会差遣他的独生儿子来到这个世界上?
Why would he cause his son to be humiliated to become a creature rather than the creator?
为什么要使他的儿子谦卑成为一个被造物?
And this is one of the questions that's very hard to understand. Why does God love me so?
是不是很难明啊? 为什么神爱我如此爱我?
You know, we are kind of sinful and we're kind of selfish.
我们已经是有罪性, 我们也都是自私的。
You know, Jeremiah 17 reminds us that verse 9 is that our hearts are described as the most deceitful things.
耶利米书怎样去描述人啊? 他说人生比万物都诡诈。
Romans 1 reminds us that we are inventors of evil.
罗马书第一章说我们是创造邪恶的。
And it describes us in the Bible, in Romans 1, that we're enemies of God. We don't desire God because of our sinfulness. And why would God love us? I kind of got a little insight on this when I became a parent, a father. You know, when God blesses you with a child, something special happens. You know, you would love this child and with all your heart. You know, and even though they might be the most spoiled and tantrum driven babies, you would love them.
或者这个婴孩是很大脾气的,或者是 很扭计的,但你都会爱他的。
You would love them with all your heart.
你会一心一意的爱他。
You'll always do and provide for them and want the best for them.
你时常都会供应最好的给他。
You know, and you would always think that your child is the smartest child, the best child, the most gifted child.
你自己的小孩子就是最好、最聪明的。
You know, your child is your flesh and blood.
你的儿女是你骨中之骨。
And you work your fingers to the bones for them. So that they can have a future. That they can have a life that is prosperous. A life that they can grow.
You know,
and no matter how, you know, sometimes they're rebellious.
有时没错,他们会反叛。
You kind of have to turn the other way.
或者你都要掩面。
But no matter how rebellious and sometimes messed up their lives can be,
无论他们多反叛, 或者他们的生命是多么一塌糊涂。
They'll always be our children. We'll love them with all our hearts.
但他们永远都是我们的儿女，我们会永远一心一意的爱。
There is that unconditional love for them.
这就是一个无条件的爱。
And we grieve with them when they go through their trials.
当他们面对困难的时候，我们的心也会痛。
You know, understanding this kind of gave me a glimpse of God's love for us.
但当我明白的时候，也都让我更加明白天父神对我们的爱。
Genesis 1 says God created us in his image.
创世纪第一章说，神是照着他自己的形象去做我们。
He created us as male and female and to have a relationship with him.
去做男做女，让他们与神有个关系。
To be his children.
成为他的儿女。
To be his creation.
成为他的被造物。
To be his agents to take care of the whole world.
做他的使者去管理大地。
But of course, we know that sin got in the way of that.
但当然我们明白罪加入了。
And because of the fall,
但是因为的堕落,
that brought death and destruction and broken the relationship with God.
也都将死亡、破碎和神的关系破坏了，带到来这个世界。
But God still loved us.
但是神仍然去爱我们。
In Genesis 3, even after the fall, God provides for Adam and Eve.
创世纪第三章，虽然人堕落了，但是神仍然嘅系供应亚当夏娃。
He gives them life.
佢将生命赐过去俾。
And God, what God tells us in Genesis is that He has a plan.
而喺创世纪神话俾我哋听，佢有一个计划。
Ephesians says that even before the creation of the world, God had a plan for our salvation.
以弗所书喺度讲，就算系喺创世之前，神已经有一个救恩嘅计划。
And this baby that is born in this manger.
而喺呢个婴孩喺马槽出世嘅。
Becomes that revelation of God's plan.
就成为去启示神嘅计划嘅。
It becomes the miracle of God that brings forgiveness of sins and enables to have a restored relationship with God.
这个就是神的神迹，让人罪得赦免，让人同神的关系能够回复。
You know, a lot of times we take that for granted. What does it mean to have a restored relationship with God?
好多时我们觉得理所当然的就是，究竟同神有个回复的关系的意思是什么呢？
And as Christians, sometimes we take that for granted.
有时我们基督徒的时候，我们觉得这些是理所当然的。
But that's something that we should never take for granted.
但是实在来讲，我们不可以将这件事觉得是理所当然的。
We say it so lightly that I'm a child of God.
我们很轻易地说我是神的儿女。
And that's a special privilege.
但是其实这个是一个特权。
Because in reality,
因为现实来讲,
if you don't have Christ in your life,
如果在你的生命里面没有基督,
the Bible describes that person an enemy of God.
圣经怎么描述这个人? 这个人就是与神为敌。
And, you know, we kind of take that. What does it mean to be an enemy of God?
与神为敌的意思又是什么呢?
All right, enemy of God is somebody who will face God's full wrath and full judgment.
与神为敌的人就要面对神全然的愤怒和审判。
And that is something that we as Christians don't realize we've been blessed to take it away from that.
有时做基督徒的时候，我们没有留意到这一点，原来这个
That there's an eternal hell where you are separated from God for eternity. And that's the fearfulness of being apart from God. And that is what God comes to save us from. He saves us from the very depths of being God's enemies facing judgment in eternal hell. And through this baby, we're brought to the heights, the mountain heights. Of being children of God, heirs with Christ to an eternal kingdom. So when we think about Christmas, and what that means for me as a Christian, it should fill our souls with this joy of our salvation. That we celebrate this little babe that was born in a manger. That lifts us up to be children of God. That's what a Savior does for us. And now He calls us His brothers and sisters. And He's given us this gift of the Holy Spirit to live within us. And that unites us with God. That each and every day, as a child of God, you can live in relationship with God.
Through
that little baby in the manger, you can have a relationship now with God that is so close. Because the Spirit lives within you. Isn't that amazing? God desires to be in relationship with you. And He gave us that baby in the manger to do that. That's what Christ accomplishes for us. That is an amazing gift that is given to us if we believe and receive Him as our Lord and our Savior.
如果我们又相信，又接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主的时候， 我们就得着这份奇妙的礼物。
We have this privilege to come and cry out, Abba Father.
我们就有这个特权来到神的面前，称他为我们的阿爸父。
Romans 8:17 says,
罗马书第8章第17节这样说，
we are heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ.
既是儿女，便是后嗣， 就是神的后嗣。
And this is the special hope that comes through Christmas. That you are now heirs of God's eternal kingdom. And that's what we celebrate every year at Christmas. And I know that there's a lot of people that come and visit our church and they come on special occasions like Christmas. But I want to ask you this question. Have you experienced this wonderful hope that comes through Christmas? To receive this Savior that is born in this manger. And as Christians, as we look forward to Christmas and the coming year. And the question is, will we be living to share this message of Christ? If we've truly experienced this wonderful hope and transformation of being God's child, if it is really so precious to us, wouldn't we want to share that with our loved ones, our families, our friends that don't know Christ?
Do
we see the dangers of their lives of living each and every day without that knowledge of Christ?
我们会不会看到他们在什么危机里面，如果他们每天过活的时候都没有认识到主耶稣基督？
To have that burden to know that they will be destined to judgment.
我们会不会看到他们的目的地就是在神的审判底下呢？
That we will do our utmost to bring this message to them.
我们有没有竭尽所能的将这个好的信息跟他们分享呢？
Is that something that we want to do?
这个是不是我们想做的？
We need to make that a priority. There's nothing more precious than the gift of Jesus Christ.
因为没有一份礼物比主耶稣这份礼物更为宝贵。
And that's what we need to do as a church is to spur one another on.
而我们教会就是要彼此的鼓励。
That each and every day we live with the joy of this salvation.
我们每一天是靠有救恩的喜乐而过活。
Because we realize that nothing can ever separate us from God now.
因为我们知道没有一样东西能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
And that we want the same gift.To our loved ones, to our family, to our friends.
而我哋亦都希望我哋嘅朋友、我哋嘅家人、我哋所爱嘅人，同样嘅得到呢一份嘅礼物。
Because we know our God is faithful.
因为我哋知道我哋嘅神系信实。
That He saved us.
去拯救我哋。
And in the midst of our struggles in life.
喺我哋人生里边嘅挣扎嘅难处。
No matter what we face.
无论我哋面对嘅系乜嘢。
Good times or bad.
好嘅。时间或者是困难的时间。
God is the one that will take care of us.
但是是神去眷顾我们。
We are destined to eternity.
我们知道我们的目的地是永恒。
And He is the one that has promised to help us to persevere.
而亦都是他使我们坚忍。
You know, this is what we see in Romans 8:32.
在罗马书八章三十二节我们就看到了。
That He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us,will he not also freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么？
So what's God saying there?
神在这里讲什么呢？
If he's already given you salvation, he's given you his son.
如果他将他的爱子都赐过给你，将救恩赐过给你了，
he will take care of your needs.
他必然会去供应你所需要。
That you will never be in need.
你不会缺少啲乜嘢。
Because His grace will always be sufficient.
因为他的恩典事上是足够的。
And we also have to understand that Christ understands our suffering.
我们也都要知道基督他明白我们的苦难。
That He was born as a baby.
当他成为一个婴孩诞生，
so he lived and experienced the brokenness of life.
所以他亦都经历过人生的破碎。
Yet he was without sin.
但是他是无罪。
Hebrews 4 says that Jesus understands our weaknesses.
希伯来书第四章讲到主耶稣基督明白我们的软弱。
Because he was tempted in every way, yet without sin.
因为他都面对各样的试探，但是他没有犯罪。
So we have this assurance that Jesus is for us.
所以我们有一个确定，主耶稣基督是为我们的。
He understands us.
他明白我们。
He knows our infirmities.
他知道我们的软弱。
And he sympathizes for us.
而他也都去体恤我们。
And even greater, in Hebrews 4, it tells us that he is the high priest that continually prays.For each and every one of us.
而在希伯来书第四章也都讲到，他就是我们的大祭司，不断地为我们代祷。
So no matter what we face in life,
所以无论生命，在生命里面我们面对什么，
Don't allow Satan to take away the joy of our salvation.
不要让撒旦挪开了我们救恩的喜乐。
As we come to a conclusion,
当我们要结束的时候，
Verse 13 and 14 gives us an amazing, glorious ending.
第十三、第十四节就俾我哋睇到一个荣耀嘅结束。
And it says, "And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is pleased.'"
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说。在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
This phrase on earth peace among those whom he is pleased.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
It can be translated slightly different.
亦都可以有呢一个嘅翻译本。
So it can say that on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
亦都可以翻译为。在地上平安归于蒙恩惠的人。
Peace to men on whom his favor rests.
地上平安归于蒙他恩惠的人。
And the question is this Christmas Day, Sunday.
而今在这个圣诞主日，我 有一个问题。
Has God's favor rested upon you?
你有冇得着神嘅恩惠呢？
Have you received this precious gift of Christ?
你有冇接受到主耶稣基督呢一份宝贵嘅礼物？
The hope that he offers to you.
佢所赐俾你呢一个嘅盼望。
If you have,
如果你有嘅话，
you have peace.
你就得着平安。
Well, this is what it's saying. This sentence is saying that.
呢一句金句就系咁样讲。
That if you have Christ in your life,
如果你有主耶稣基督喺你嘅生命里边，
you have peace in your life.
你的生命是有平安的。
A peace that the world cannot understand.
是这个平安，是这个世界不懂得的。
A peace because you are of a reconciled relationship to God.
你有这个平安，因为你和神已经和好了。
And that you are forever in his everlasting arms.
你是永永远远在他的怀抱里面。
You know, this is the peace that is given to you.
这个平安是赐过给你。
Because his favor rests on you.
因为他的恩惠现在在你的生命里面。
And what is our response?
而我们的回应是什么呢?
Verse 13.
第十三节。
We must be part of that multitude.
我们就是天使天君的一群。
That's always shouting, glory to God in the highest.
我们一起的来到欢呼的话，地上要将荣耀归于神。
For unto us a born this day is our Savior, Christ the Lord.
今日在大卫嘅城中，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
You must be shouting that day in and day out.
我哋每一日都要咁样嘅欢呼。
Ever be on the tips of your tongue.
时常嘅喺我哋嘅嘴唇边。
Let's pray.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we come before you. We thank you for the precious gift of your Son.
天父，我哋感谢你，因为你赐下你嘅爱子耶稣基督。
Lord, there's nothing to be more celebrated than Lord you entering into our world.
主有冇一样嘢比呢一个系更加值得我哋嘅庆祝嘅，就系主耶稣你自己嚟到呢个世界。
That you are breaking, you've broken into our hopelessness.
你就系嚟到我哋嘅绝望当中。
Bringing us from the depths of our sins.
在我们的罪中，
and lifting us up to the highest mountain top,
你提升我们去到山的高峰，
that we are now heirs of Christ,
现在我们与基督成为后嗣，
heirs to your kingdom,
成为你国度的后嗣。
Father, we thank you for the precious gift.
天父，我们为了这份宝贝的礼物，我们献上感谢。
Lord, help us to live life.
帮助我们过活的时候，
With the joy of your salvation,
有救恩的喜乐，
to never take away, take for granted what you have done for us.
让我们不要觉得你为我们所成就的是理所当然。
Especially as we come to celebrate Christmas this year,
特别今年当我们要来到庆祝圣诞，
with all our friends and with all our family,
和我们的家人和我们的朋友庆祝。
Father, may your word and this good news be on the tips of our tongue.
愿你的信息，圣诞的信息，在时常在我们的嘴唇边。
Give us this longing to bring this message to people, everyone around us.
让我们真的有这个热心，将这个好信息和我们身边的人分享。
Father, work in us through your spirit.
天父，求你藉着圣灵使用我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen. Amen.At this time, we have a special music offering.